Yeah, Prince to start us off, Raspberry Beret here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 10th of February. Morning to you folks and morning to you.
Good morning. Look at that, we got new speakers on the roof and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we've got so much extra space for activities, as they say. Wow.
Yeah, the new smaller ones.
Look at them, fellas. Oh, I like this place.
Oh,
we've got all sorts of new gadgets. We got Mike's flexi bendy arm. And Mike's flexi bendy stand.
Yeah.
And then we got new speakers. So
it's incredible. We're going up in the world.
We can have tall guests from now on that won't bang their heads. It's great crack today.
Oh, very impressive. I tell you, we're going up in the world.
I tell you. Good morning. How was your weekend, Mr. Jim Jimmy G? Jim.
Nothing spectacular particularly about it. It was grand. It was okay. There was nothing sort of, you know. Nothing major.
Well, I'd say there's a smell of fizzies off that story, is there?
Not really, no.
No?
No. I'm still sort of nursing myself a bit. I have a pain in me. Hoopity-doopity-doopity.
Are you still sick with this thing?
Hoopity-doopity-doopity.
You have. I'm saying it now.
Coronavirus.
He's got the coronavirus.
That's it, yeah.
But he's got a really good version of it.
And Ebola. Yeah. Well. Bit of Ebola.
But it's a really good version of it because it's not contagious in your case.
Not at all.
It just you keep catching it off yourself.
Yeah, keep giving it to myself.
How is this thing not going away?
I don't know. I've given up.
What's the story with it?
Because the end is near. Make the most of me while you have me.
Are you sure this isn't just being 50?
Could be. Maybe you're in a permanent state of cold and flu when you hit 50.
Or are you 51 now?
51.
Oh, that's it.
The secret.
That's it. Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You don't have me for long. Make the most of me while I'm here.
I could pop
me clogs at any moment.
You could, yeah. And we'd all be laughing. Oh, look at him messing down there now. He's doing a funny. He's like Tommy Cooper on the radio.
Anyway, morning to you folks. Morning to the Lily White, who's heading off to see Tenacious D tonight.
Tenacious D.
Yeah. He says, I'm off to the O3.
The O3. The amount of people that say that.
To see Tenacious D. Anyway, enjoy it, Lily White. There's Margaret in from YJ on the Mun signing in. There's Antoinette. There's, who's that? I don't know who that is. Hang on a second. Barry, is it?
Barry John.
Barry John, how you doing? And also, Martin the Trucker. Morning to you, folks. 087-188-0008, of course, as always. If you want to give us a shout, hopefully your weekend was pretty good. Were you gallivanting, were you?
I was up to all sorts, actually.
Good.
Yeah, I went to see the Lieutenant of Inishmore and everything in the Gaiety.
How good was it?
It was very good, yeah.
Yeah.
Not what I expected. Jesus, dark.
Dark comedy, though, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Jesus.
Did you find out the name of the one that was before it?
The Cripple of Inish Man.
That's the one. You see, I knew there was one.
Yeah, the Cripple of Inish Man, and then there was the Lieutenant of Inishmore.
Yeah.
They're a bit similar now, because I kept calling the Cripple of Lieutenant and everything I was calling. Crippled Lieutenant of Inishmore.
I beg.
But I got there in the end. It was great. Alex Murphy's brilliant in it. Brilliant in it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What part does he play? The cripple?
No, he doesn't.
No, there's no cripple.
There is no
in
cripple
it.
In it, yeah. You had me gone again. It was me trying to think of who that was. Oh, God.
Who does he play?
He plays the young lad in the house. I know that makes no sense to you, but
right.
If you saw the show, you'd make perfect
but
sense.
But worth seeing, though.
Very good, yeah. It's great crack, yeah. I went out there with my man, and then...
Look at you going to the TA, right?
And then, of course, I was at the Dublin Monaghan game.
One of the
maddest comebacks I've ever seen. Was amazingly mental.
Yeah.
Game.
But at least you avoided the storm. The old storm, Kira, didn't really kick till later on, did it?
Ah, no, man. It was horrible.
Did you get it? Really?
It was horrible.
I didn't think it kicked in till a bit later.
Ah, no, man. It was horrible. It was absolutely horrible.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I may or may not have watched the game and in the stand at the end, or I may or may not have run away after a while, to be honest with you.
We'll never know.
Never know.
Blondie and Maria here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with BJ and Jim, 16 and a half minutes past 6 o'clock. Couple of quick shout-outs again, because I have to say hi to Richie, because Richie's in Newtown Mount Kennedy, and I met him in Dunn's doing me shopping at the
very
weekend.
Good.
That was the pinnacle of my weekend, actually, was doing me shopping in Dunn's there. I'm bumping into Richie.
You and Richie, hanging out in the vegetable aisle. I'd say there was a good crack to be had there.
Oh, I tell you, that's where
everyone... Sharing sprouts and talk of leeks.
I'll tell you, that's where all the people were hanging out. That's where the action really was.
Anyway, yeah.
Richie, fair play to you. Thanks a million. Good talking to you. Thanks for the shout. And also, there's somebody has just ratted you out, PJ.
What?
Somebody just to say, Jim, We all know PJ loves the Dubs. What would he think of a Fairweather fan who stayed in a pub near the ground?
What?
Drinking fizzies instead of going to the match.
Who?
Just saying.
What? I would be disgraced with a fella like that.
Would you be?
I would.
You wouldn't have been sitting beside a bloke called Frank, would you?
What is this all about? Frank, how dare you not go into the game?
Oh, my God. You've been ratted out.
Oh, I don't know. I would just like to say, Frank has definitely missed is someone that was probably hanging around with Jim in the vegetable oil and thinks that it's funny to slander a man on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Hell, I mean, you wouldn't. Wind and rain wouldn't keep you away from your great passion.
I was not like I would ever go to Crow Park, click a ticket, and then walk away and sit down in the pub for.
Called
the,
Mars.
There's no way that would ever happen.
No, Frank, you're mistaken. It was okay. Somebody looks like him.
Yeah,
obviously. You're mistaken.
So obviously, whoever looks like me must have, in case you see photographic evidence, he must look very like me.
Very similar indeed.
But he's obviously a jackass of the highest order.
Right, let's do some birthdays. Here we go. Check this one out for a start. Robert Wagner is celebrating his birthday
Mr.
today.
Mr. Heart to Heart. We were only
heart.
Doing Jennifer Hart not so long ago,
absolutely.
If you remember.
By the way, there's a rake of significant birthdays in this batch.
Oh, very good.
Like I mean, a lot of them
right.
are significant birthdays.
And is this one of them?
This is one of them.
Right. Mr. Robert Wagner.
Yeah. When they met, it was my day.
Oh, he was the chap at the time. And he was brilliant at the... My favourite thing about that show
yeah.
was no matter what was needed, it turned out he'd done it in a past life. And not only done it, but he'd done it to an incredibly high degree.
Yeah. So like, he was kind of like a... He was a sort of a MacGyver before a MacGyver.
I know, but it was... All he did was put a suit on. He didn't actually do anything. Do you know that way? So they'd be like, right, oh, we're never going to catch him now. Look, he's running away on a speed boat. And, then your mind goes, don't worry, I have a lot of sea experience. And next thing, he'd be dressed as a general from the Navy. Like, he'd full whites on. Yeah. And he'd be there going,
where did you get that suit? Don't ask questions.
Yeah. Where did I get it? I got it. What do you think I got it?
I used to be a tailor.
I was a yeah, but he'd be like, I was general of the Navy and the Navy SEALs and the UF Air Force 55th Division. And then they'd all head off then on a massive ship. Yeah. And he'd have the soldiers and all would be lending a hand. And then at the end, see you later, Lieutenant. Would you think of coming back to us?
I've got a little bit busy now.
And then the next episode, you know, they'd be chasing a fella. And then all of a sudden they'd be there. He's getting away by helicopter. Follow me. And he'd run to a helicopter. And the keys would be in the sun visor.
Yeah, the sun visor.
Where did you learn to fly a helicopter? Yeah.
In Vietnam. I flew in Vietnam for a long time.
And there was one where he won a race in a NASCAR track. He won it. He never even dropped, and they were like, I think his excuse was something like he was real handy in the go-kart back in the day.
Winning NASCAR.
Oh, it was amazing.
Oh, fantastic.
So I got to say now, because that show was going back a bit, I'm going to say today is his 80th.
It's his 90th.
Oh, I should have known.
It's
I should have known that.
Mad. Right, what
so
about...
So how could he have fitted all these hobbies in otherwise?
Now, somebody who was sort of in the news very recently by, well, she was in, let's say, she was in the shadow of the news, right? Holly Willoughby celebrating her birthday today.
Oh, yeah. She was absolutely in the shadow of the news.
She's hanging out with the news. Exactly.
She's best friends with the news is what she is.
Bestest mates.
Yeah, I was watching them last night. Out of pure curiosity, I watched a bit of that dancing on the ice and all.
Yeah.
And
but that's pre-recorded, is it? Or was it... Like, was there any reference to... He'd hardly bring it up there.
No, I was just wanted
telling
to see
everybody
if they looked
the ice.
Comfortable at
yeah,
all.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. It's a mad... I still think his hand was forced. I don't care what anyone says.
Oh, yeah, you think there was a sort of a...
Something was going on. There was some shenanigans going on in the background.
Well, isn't there a story doing the rounds that there was an assistant, a personal assistant who left...
Is there?
Suddenly or whatever.
Is there, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that's
I definitely...
But of course, it's all vicious rumours.
It's a vicious rumour, but come on now. Nobody just wakes up one day and says, I'm just going to say that now and tell you today. Yeah. Like, I still think someone rang him.
Yeah.
Like, there was definitely some,
forces were
a Daily Mail or an Irish Sun. Well, not the Irish Sun. But if someone from the Sun rang him and did a whole, we're good, have you got any coming to Mike on you?
Yeah.
Being a little bit fiddly with your willies or something like that. And he would have been like,
they
oh,
may not have phrased it quite that way.
Yeah, well, they might have. They might have.
Yeah, it depends on the journal.
And then
I
he probably thought, look, I'm going to have to beat them to the punch here. This is stupid. Man's talking. You want to hear what you're saying on the phone. I definitely think it was
there's
like
forces at play.
But anyway, Holly is good mate who's stuck by him apparently through thick and thin. So I'm going to say she might be a bit younger than me.
Yeah. Go on.
43.
Oh, 39.
Oh, is she God?
39, yeah, yeah.
Jeez, the stress has put a few years in
her. Do I think Holly Willoughby looks
lovely? I do. I think everybody...
Yeah, is old.
Yeah, because anyway, I am and I think that I'm not.
Here's a man you may have been watching a lot of through the course of yesterday, doing all this election business. Brian Dobson,
of course.
Dobbo himself is celebrating his birthday today.
And is this one of those significados?
It happens to be.
Right.
Now that you mention it.
Why is this still hard? Well, okay, I'm going to go to he... Mr. Newsman, yes, I'd say he was real. I'd say him watching all the Sinn Féin votes must have been like giving him a... He must have had heartburn for the whole day. I got to say he's 60. He's
60, yes, yay, he is.
We got the
right
one.
Well done. Right, what about Mark Spitz, a man who inspired you to race a pig?
Ah!
Yeah, Mark Spitz, the 9-time Olympic champion who raced a shark.
I thought it was Phelps that raced the shark.
Oh, was it Phelps? Yeah. Oh, I thought it was Mark Spitz. Oh, of course, how could it be? Mark Spitz is much older.
Yeah, Phelps it was. Yeah, raced the shark. Yeah, definitely. I was like, oh my God, Mark Spitz.
That's
the pseudonym for Phelps when he's racing, is it?
No, turns out it's a different bloke altogether.
He's an American swimmer as well, though, right?
Yeah. And a blooming good one back in his day. Although he is considerably older. Do you know who it is?
I have a rough idea. Would he have been old enough for the 84 Olympics? Like
proper old, yeah.
Right, he's 70.
Yes, he is.
Oh,
well done.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right, so
welcome to Monday morning with PJ and Jim.
Two more, right? Both in the sporting world, but unfortunately not necessarily the sporting world that you frequent a lot.
Right.
So you've one golfer.
Oh, for God's sake.
And you've one rugby player.
Oh, for God's sake. I haven't a clue. I don't know what either of these are.
Right.
He does this on purpose.
No, just the way they fell.
Have they got significado birthdays as well?
One of them has.
Right.
So this could help. One of them has. Right, so your choices are... Well, in fact, you can have both. There's Greg Norman and Gordon Darcy.
They're singers. Norman and Darcy, I definitely remember them.
Greg Norman.
Which one is he now?
Known as the Great White Shark.
Oh, so he's the rugby player then?
No, he's the golfer.
Oh, for God's sake. How could you ever... How is a golfer called a Great White Shark?
He's very blonde and stuff.
Right.
And then Gordon Darcy is the rugby player. Oh, Irish international. Former Irish international.
Like, former as in...
As in, doesn't play now.
As in, when did he give up?
Don't go fishing. You've got golf and you've got rugby.
Oh, for God's sake. So
Greg Norman, golfer. Gordon Darcy, rugby player.
Okay, Gary Norman is...
His name is Greg, but yeah, go on.
Okay. He's 70.
65.
A fart off.
But that, of course, means that you've got a good chance now with this last one.
He's 50.
He's 40.
A fart! Fart to bed. Go fart yourself in your bed.
And now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7-7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Thanks, Tara Blumen. Heck, that was some weather forecast.
Wasn't it just?
Oh my God, that was an epic.
Yeah.
Everything was in there.
Yeah.
Blumen, this is like, it's the end of the world.
Can somebody pinch me? Because I'm thinking that this is probably the best day ever. Because not only am I in the midst of a general election campaign, which has me giddy anyway over the whole weekend, right?
Right.
I mean, I'm here on, 4 hours sleep in the last...
I can only imagine.
Yeah, exactly. So, and now there's snow apparently coming today. And it's not just the usual trot out the line on higher ground. Apparently this is going to hit most areas of the country and it's going to be in lower ground and that wind is going to probably push it into little drifts. And I've already asked David Lade if he'd cover later in the week so I can have a day off if it's snowing.
Bloody hell.
No, actually, have.
I saw a great tweet yesterday, someone saying, is weather always going to be like this under communism?
Well, if it is, bring it on.
Oh, my God. So but, that's it. So snow is a genuine threat.
A genuine threat. No. Now, I mean, we don't know how much of it there's going to be, but I mean,
don't
listen.
Believe it.
Now, before the beast from the east hit a few years ago, okay, which has to be, you know, my moment of the last decade was the beast from the east.
And break crack for me as well, because Jim got locked into a hotel around the corner.
But before that,
by the way, can I say locked into as opposed to locked in?
Oh,
can I just point that out?
Let's not split hairs. Both are in fact true. But before that, we'd had a period of snow, but also wind, strong winds. And that drifted and stuck, and yeah, it was great.
Oh my God.
Oh, Jesus.
Tara's like a kid that's had too many Skittles.
I know, yeah.
She's had too many E additive numbers.
It's my Christmas and Easter bunny all together at once.
She's about to explode there with excitement.
I actually am.
General elections and snow.
She's just there.
It's like a perfect storm.
Coalition talks, formation of God. This doesn't get any better, lad.
Sweet Lord.
It's mad. I don't know what we're going to do. We should get a doctor to help calm her down a little.
Absolutely. Now my machine won't play. Oh, there it is. Yeah. Phil Oakey, together in Electric Dreams here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 16 minutes to 7 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Thanks for being here, as always. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. The Lily White was on again. He reckons that, you know the way we played Flyby from Blue?
Yes.
He thinks the end of it sounds like us giving a shout out to Lar Bar.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like that? Well, the end of that goes fly blah, fly blah.
Fly blah, blah blah.
Right. So he'll never be able to listen to it again. Anyway.
Hash.
What else we got? Somebody saying, who's it? Was on? Barb was on from Limerick to say it's absolutely freezing in Limerick.
Well, it's freezing around here as well. So it is. Yeah, it's a bit of a, it's a nippy. The first thing that Jim said this morning. And it takes a while to get the words out of Jim. You know, he'd be locked in here in the room on his own and all.
Was a nippy one out there?
You know, so obviously the...
Well, I didn't think it was that bad this morning, to be honest with you. I was expecting worse because I'd heard of all the, you know, snow and high ground carry on.
Oh, gee, but not even high ground, though, Tara's going on about.
I know, yeah. I was glad to just get out of the village.
Yeah, well, of course.
I thought it was going to be snowed in or something.
Glad to get out of your village, sure. If the hedge closes over after 7 and you can't get in or out.
Exactly. You have to go to... Platform 9 3/4.
It's all that. Yeah.
Anyway,
catch the deer with the golden key
to let you in. Yeah. The stag of the door. Anyway, listen, I tell you what we have for you today, right? It's a biggie today, not just because it's Double Money Monday. That's a given. Okay, so in about an hour's time, we are going to play for serious cash on that. In fact, how serious?
Oh, I'll tell you now. Actually, Double Money Monday. And, no point in me saying it now without reading it, because it'll be £2,400.
There you go, nearly
so 2,500. Loads of monies, yeah.
Incredible. So that's big enough in itself, playing for nearly £2,500 on the hit bit. That's on the way. But it's also the start of our big new competition with Universal.
Damn,
we've got an absolute belter. Tour America and United Airlines. We're giving you the chance to experience Universal Orlando Resort's 3 amazing theme parks. Yes, I said 3.
Jeepers.
Amazing theme parks.
Yeah.
Not just one, all 3. Going to fly it to look, I'll tell you what, we'll tell you more about it after 7. We'll officially launch it after 7.
We'll tell you about it then,
but it's a biggie.
It is. It's a huge holiday. Blimey.
Extravaganza.
We've given away a couple of holidays now that are just proper, like, lifetime holidays.
Yeah.
Once in a lifetime holiday. This is the third.
Have you ever done any of that Universal, Disney, any of that sort of carry on?
No.
Have you ever done theme park things? Not really your bag, is it?
No, only when I was a little kid, maybe. But no.
Did you get to go when you were a kid?
I don't really want to tell the story because it's bad.
Oh, you pretended to be...
No, I had an auntie die just when the... And then we all had to go to that part of the world.
So you went to Disneyland for a funeral, did you?
Well, we were right beside it, like.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what I mean?
So you were in mourning.
Well, I wasn't. I didn't really know. I wasn't.
You were meant to be in mourning.
Well,
and you were on a blooming roller coaster. Woo!
I wasn't. Oh, do you know what happened? And this is true. It was 1984.
Right.
So going to America in 1984.
Oh my God! It was like going to the moon.
It's like going to the moon. Nobody got to go, and there we were at a funeral. Right.
Yeah.
I was like, "Geez, we get to go to Disneyland and everything." And we went to Disneyland. Neil had a few drinks. Neil was there.
Well, it was a funeral after
but
all.
But my dad was a man from Dublin.
Right.
So he didn't know how to dress for the sun. So he was walking around his Arthur Daly hat in a full suit. And he collapsed in Disneyland. He collapsed.
He's exhausting.
Yeah, he collapsed. And he was lying there, and I was just standing in Disneyland going, help! And all these people had to grab him. And I remember one man sticking a wallet into his mouth or something. I can't, whatever that was for.
Stop him biting his tongue.
Is that what it was?
Thought he was having a fit.
To this day, I couldn't tell you what that was about.
Oh my God.
And then, yeah, and I was just there going, so people say, how was Disneyland? And they go, well, we went for a funeral and the elf had nearly died. So it wasn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, I was there.
I'd say you were standing there going, help! Somebody ran over and went, what's wrong? Can I, you know, is he at the collapse? No, will you stay here with him while I go on the roller coaster?
They won't let me on the Mickey Mouse ride on my own.
Yeah. What about your dad? Yeah, no, I'll come back from, but could you take us over to the...
I was absolutely terrified. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what's going on?
Oh my God.
Yeah, he thought it was like going to Doggy Mouse.
I'm being a funeral, like, was... Was he all dressed in black or something there?
No, he wasn't. He was the same as he always was. Big, heavy, tweedy type coat and all on him.
In Disneyland?
In California. So he had no idea what we were doing.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, what? And the big hat and all. Yeah, so he wouldn't burn his body patch. And sure, you know, he didn't have a chance. Like, poor fella.
Oh.
Obviously. And trying
Disneyland.
Trying to hydrate by drinking Budweiser. Like.
Disneyland, where memories are made.
Tell me, yeah.
Yeah, the boss and Dancing in the Dark here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, 10th of February. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout, going to come in very handy before the hour is out because, of course, it is Double Money Monday on the Hit Bit. That's on the way this hour. And nearly $2,500. 2,400, is it?
2,400 quid. It's a pile of cash now on the Hit Bit. The L Double Money Monday is really a marked difference.
Absolutely. So, classichits.ie if you want to make a start on that. But also, not just Double Money Monday marking today is a big one. There's this.
It's that time to go to Universal Orlando with United Airlines and Tour America.
Yeah, this is the big one. This is the official launch of our big new competition. This is going to run over the next little while right across Classic Hits. And what a prize. Wait, you hear this, okay? Check this out. So, we've teamed up once again with Tour America and United Airlines. We're going to give you the chance to win the a trip to experience Universal Orlando Resort's 3 amazing theme parks.
Jeepers almighty,
right?
Tonighty.
So here's what we do. We'll fly to Orlando in Florida.
Oh, you're giving us the itinerary and everything. Deadly.
Absolutely.
Right, let's do it.
Fly to Orlando with United Airlines.
Yeah.
And you'll stay at the all-new Universal's Endless Summer Resort.
Ridiculous.
Do you know how new this is?
How new is it?
It's not even open.
You're going to have to do better than that.
Right.
It will be open on the day.
It's so new, it's only opening this March.
Amazing.
That's how brand spanking new this is. Universal's Endless Summer Resort, Dockside Inn and Suites. That's where you're going to stay. As I say, only opening in March 2020. Then you get to immerse yourself in the next generation of blockbuster entertainment. Universal Studios Florida. You can journey through the legendary worlds of incredible heroes.
Here.
At Universal's Islands of Adventure. And enjoy the thrills and relaxation of a tropical paradise like no other at Universal's Volcano Bay Water Theme Park.
Get out, like, on for God's sake now, honestly. This is getting better and better.
That's
crazy. If you're like looking for a holiday now for this year, and you're sitting there listening to this, and you've got young'uns in the house and the whole lot, I cannot imagine anything being more appealing.
I wouldn't be over pushed about the young'uns.
I know.
Go there myself.
Well, it gives you an excuse.
I love these.
If you have a young'un, yeah.
I love the whole theme park thing.
Yeah.
Just saying again to Tour America and United Airlines and Universal, I love the whole theme park thing.
And he'd love to take young'uns like me.
Yeah, you'd qualify as my young'un.
I'd take all of my
young'un. I could take BJ.
He's been
to make up for his previous disaster.
Yeah, exactly. I deserve it. I deserve it. And I've been 5 years now under the care of Jim McCabe.
Yeah, and in fairness, I haven't given him a decent holiday yet.
Yeah, so, that's right. So if anyone would see it in their hearts to give Jim a holiday that I can go on.
It's beholden upon me to show him a good time. Right, so listen, it's very simple to win this. There is literally just a cue to text, okay? You won't miss it. We'll play it at some stage through the course of the show. You will hear a very specific cue to text. And when you hear it, you just jump on the WhatsApp 087-188-0008 with the word win.
And are we allowed to hear that now, what it sounds like? No, it's a secret thing.
Well, I suppose, in theory, why not? You want me to give you like a little sampling?
You know me, as usual, I'm trying to find a way of cheating and making it easier for people.
Right, okay, so this... What, now, not don't do it now, okay?
This is a sample. This is what it will sound like later. Second time later today.
Right, here it is.
It's that time to go to Universal Orlando.
Now, you can't say fairer than that.
Right, okay, when you hear that, get into your phone, get mad, get bet into it. 087-188-0008 on the WhatsApp, isn't it?
Yeah,
and
just
text
the word win.
Win. Text win, W-I-N. To that, because you really don't want to miss out on this one.
It is,
and I guess they're
incredible.
Doing it the same way. You have someone into the draw every day for the couple of weeks, yeah.
There's loads more to this I haven't even told you about. You get tickets to a Blue Man Group show at the Universal Orlando Resort as well.
I'd love to see one of them Blue Man shows.
Yeah, there's all sorts of transportation stuff in it as well. I mean, it's fantastic. I'll go through the whole itinerary a bit later on, but this is absolutely amazing. Literally, all three. Of the brand new Universal theme park, staying at the brand spanking new Universal's Endless Summer Resort. Absolutely incredible. So listen out for the cue to text, and you could be in to win. Torn from Natalie and Brulia here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim, 17 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock. Fred's been on, PJ, to say, if I brought you on holiday, it'd be like that scene out of Little Britain.
That's outrageous now.
That's very, very poor form on Fred's part, isn't it?
Very funny, but that's not the point.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
What's the catchphrase that he comes out?
Is that it?
Never wants to do anything.
Until your man walks away gone. And then he goes legging it. Yeah. When they went to the diving one, that one, that nearly killed me with laugh. He climbs up the diving board and does a huge dive and then gets back into the chair and he's like soaking wet. And your man's like...
Yeah.
So silly.
Good stuff. Mind you, to be honest with you, I don't think anything will compare to your escapades on your Disneyland adventure.
I know. It's just the most. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
We were unprepared as a family unit. We were unprepared for everything.
The bit about your man, the person who was trying to help, like literally the most American name
of all time. And that's true. That's absolutely true. My old man went down like a rope. Like he went, come on, we go over here. And he led with his head and kept walking. He wasn't even walking anymore. He just led with his head and collapsed.
With heat exhaustion.
Yeah, well,
wearing
look,
a tweed coat.
He was wearing it. Well, I don't know if it was. Yeah, it was like that sort of thing. And like he had his cardigan on under it and his shirt and tie and his hat and his trousers and his slip-on shoes and everything. And he was lying passed out in Disneyland on the ground. And the guy comes over and goes, you're going to be fine. My name is Dewey.
Dewey.
Like, Dewey. I've never forgotten it. My name is Dewey. The absolute horror of it. The horror of it.
Oh, my
being
God.
Being 9 years old on your own in California.
Oh, my God.
And you're over the lying there with foam coming out. Jeez, it was horrific.
Shocking, Carrie.
My ma's going to kill me now for telling this story.
Dewey.
Yeah, so thanks, Dewey. Whoever you are, wherever you are, Dewey.
Oh, brilliant.
You're going to be fine. My name is Dewey.
Yeah. You make everything better. No, Dewey's on the scene.
Yeah, yeah. I think he was the fella who shoved the wallet into me out of his mouth, which apparently is now I'm Googling. Bad idea.
It took
me this many years to even talk about that.
Ah, yeah. Therapy, you see.
Yeah, yeah. That's
what it is. Yeah. Release your demons.
Yeah, now, one of the
trust time. Trust me, PJ, everything's going to be fine. My name is Dewey. Little Eyes, Fleetwood Mac here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Morning to you, Monday, 10th of February. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. 23 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Hitbit on the way. Double Money Monday. It's a big one today. €2,400. So if you want to get involved, let us know you want to play. 087-188-0008 to get us on the old WhatsApp. In the meantime, though,
the survey of the day today is a pretty good one, I'll be honest with you. So couples, they're talking about sharing. It's coming up to Valentine's Day.
Right.
You got to start assessing what's going on in your non-existent love life if you're like me, or your love life if you're like different, right?
You're not a big fan of sharing.
No.
Really?
I'm not.
It's fair to say.
Well, you know what I mean? It depends, right?
Yeah.
It depends what we're talking about.
Right.
I'm not bad with sharing.
Yeah, you're not great when it comes to sharing things like...
Homes.
Homes and chips.
I'm going to get to that. Listen, I'm going to get to that. Because as I get treated like I'm some sort of weirdo here with this, right?
No, I'm actually some sort of weirdo. I'm with you on that one, 100%.
Well, okay, well then you're in weirdo land as far as a lot of people... Yes! Oh, I'm telling you. Right, let you know something. No, I'm not going to... Let's get straight in the deep end.
Right.
Right?
Here we go.
This is the thing.
Oh, he's riled now. He's riled people.
A sixth of people have considered breaking up with their partner because they either refused to share or took food off their plate. Right? So six. So for someone that refused to share, but then there's the normal people who say, touch my food, I'm breaking up with you. Think I'm messing. Think, go on, do it. Chip, get out. Get out. Get out. Of the house.
I mean,
get
out. What I said it was with
I'll you. Get out. Just keep the house. I'm taking the chips. Keep that. I'm taking the chips. I'm going. I'm never. We are done.
I mean, when I said I was with you, right? I mean, I was with you insofar as I don't like it. I'm not saying. I think it might be a bit extreme to go to the levels of breaking up because of it.
Right, Grant. Okay, start calling me a weirdo as well. That's fine. That's fine. You'll probably have your fingers in me popcorn later on today. Keep your fingers to yourself. No way. I'm one of a sixth of people. And that shows we're not an insignificant majority.
No.
Look what happened with Sinn Féin.
Like
no one thought they'd be big. No one thought they'd be big. And now here's me. Right, I tell you, I'm there.
You could be the new surge.
I could be the... I tell
and
you.
And of course, now you know, what a sixth in percentage terms is how much? Because you have that special formula now.
Mind your own business. We'll do maths another day. Do maths another day. So there's a sixth of people say, like, and a tenth of people have, oh, so I'm down to a tenth now. It's 10%. Well, a tenth of people have actually dumped their other half because
for not sharing.
Because they have insisted on, give me a chip, go on.
They've split up because.
Go on, give me a. It's the. Not, like, one time is bad,
yeah.
Twice is really bad, but then you're getting into a. You're getting in, what do they call it? It's like not a pattern, but, you know. It's a trend.
Yeah.
You're getting into a trend.
Where the expectation is there for
yeah,
sharing.
Yeah, where they start doing this this tomboggery, you know, this stuff where they start going, no, I don't want anything. I just have a taste, maybe. This is over. We're done here. Almost two-thirds said they enjoy sharing things, weirdos, in a relationship. And 47% said they'd like to keep things to themselves. But it does show what are we happy to share, what are we not happy to share. Some things are natural to share. Other things, like food, should be completely off the agenda.
Right.
I actually have a top 10 list of things we share.
Okay.
If you'd like to whip through it.
Let me give you the proper scenario for this. I don't want you to be doing it and kind of, you know, without the proper kind of music accompaniment, if you know what I'm saying.
Ah. So here you go, in at number 10, the things we're apparently happy to share.
Right.
T-shirts and hooded tops. Yeah, right, that's not sharing. Everybody knows that if a girl ever gets into one of your hooded tops, you'll never see it again.
Yeah.
And they always
invariably look better in them than you do.
Yeah,
quite annoying.
I'm actually happy with that, though. You know, seeing someone happy walk around the gaff in your clothes, there's something kind of nice about it, isn't there?
Yeah.
There is, like. I don't know what it is, I'm into that. Bath towels. Yeah. No problem with that, yeah. Bank accounts. Whoa! Hit the brakes there, somebody. Hit the brakes.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that, no, at all.
How bank accounts has snuck to be more popular than an LT short or a hooded top is beyond me. But anyway, phone passwords. Whoa! Hit the brakes harder, please. If you don't mind. Yeah. We are coming to a screeching disagreement with this top 10 list, I think, a few people. Phone passwords. You joined that one. Not to figure it out. Our last words for a lot of people would be, please delete me, bros. I don't want to see me. What's going on my internet? Number six, pajamas. We're happy to share pajamas, apparently.
Well.
Oh, no. I figured this out. I'm doing it the wrong way. This is obviously we're working up to the least shared items.
Oh, right, okay.
Believe it. Thank God, that makes so much sense now.
I mean, pajamas, right? Whatever about it going one way.
Oh, my God,
like,
the relief I have now.
Like, you know, her wearing your pajamas. You wearing hers might be a bit... I don't know about that one.
Different strokes for different folks.
Well, yeah, whatever floats your boat, I suppose.
Comes in and I'd be there in me negligee smoking a cigar. Yeah, no problem. What are you doing? Well, I didn't think you'd be home, being quite honest with you. But now that you are,
Well, get used to it.
I'm getting a pizza and you're not having any.
You can wear me wife runs.
Jump into it. There's a pair of saggy cacks over there. You're more than welcome to. Using the bathroom, sharing the bathroom. But they say, for an example, like somebody using the toilet while someone else is in the shower.
Oh, no. No.
No, I'm not into that.
Absolutely. Somebody sitting on the loo
while you're
in the
shower.
Bathroom.
Or likewise.
Shower.
Yeah, I'm not into that at all, no.
No way!
Absolutely disgusting.
Oh,
I know one person, he says, you know you're in love with someone, right? This is what he said.
Yeah.
When you can do a toilet with the door open. I was there going, that's not love, man. That's perverse.
Yeah.
That's not.
Now, I mean, it's one thing. One thing, you know, somebody brushing their teeth while you're having a shower. That's a totally different ballgame.
Oh, yeah, that's different.
But using the... Oh, no, sorry.
Outrageous, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. No, that's just disgusting.
Yeah, like if it's a number one, I suppose it's different.
No, it's just not right, PJ.
Ah, come on, I've done number ones on the side of motorways. You know, nature calls. What can you do? What can you do? I'm 44. I've been needing to go to the toilet constantly for 10 years. You have to do what you have to do sometimes. So maybe I'm changing my mind at that one. It's the big toilet that you can't be at. Social media passwords. Whoa!
Oh, yeah, no, because somebody could...
Although, now that I think of it, I wouldn't really have a problem with that.
What? Somebody could post stuff in your name?
Oh, I didn't think of that. Yeah, I just thought they'd be reading it. No, couldn't be doing that. Yeah, imagine jeepers. It'd be all stupid stuff. Razors, number three. Into the top three. No way, can't be doing that. They'd be shaving their legs and you'll be shaving your face.
Yeah, no.
Worse
I don't
still,
think,
I'd
no,
be... I'd be experimenting and then... No, can't be doing that. No way.
Yeah, and you don't want to be experimenting with a blunt blade.
You do not. No way, imagine. You have to get the thing surgically removed. Toothbrushes, number two. I actually don't mind that. I've no problem with that. I'm really surprised it's that high on the list.
People don't like to share a toothbrush.
Yeah, I've no problem sharing a toothbrush.
Yeah, I think I'd probably, yeah.
Hit Mike's all upset by that one.
Obviously with somebody you know, Mike, like your other half, not with just some random stranger.
No, look, he's disgusted. I don't understand this. She'd be licking her teeth and all, giving kissing and all. Yeah, kiss him.
Fair point.
Come on over here and give us a Frenchie. That's it.
I see you've been using my toothpaste.
And then, can I use your toothbrush? No, that's disgusting. It's not disgusting at all. I've no problem with that. Like, I wouldn't be doing it with you or Aunt Mike. I wouldn't, like, you know, I'd be ages knocking the avocado off of it and the papaya seeds.
You'd have to floss.
And number one, the one thing we don't want to share more than any other thing, undercrackers.
Yeah, well, that makes lots of sense on lots of levels.
It does, yeah. I'm actually upset I have to share my undercrackers with myself, to be honest with you, yeah. So nobody
Although
wants to
share. You do have a habit of sharing other people's undercrackers.
Oh, for God's sake, how does that keep coming up? It was an accident.
You know,
I didn't want to rob his pants.
No, of course. I'm just saying, it happened. That's all.
It did happen,
but again,
by accident.
You're back into that same situation where, you know, I don't know how you would, apart from the disgusting bit, I don't know how you would necessarily share your other half's undercrackers.
I suppose that maybe if you were, you know, dire straits and you were running out the door and all that you could see was a pair of...
What, you mean like the ad, the, what's that ad, the Crunchy Nut Cornflake ad?
What's that one? I don't know.
Yeah, he
jumps into a pair
of tong.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, maybe you'd be into it. Maybe you'd wear, I suppose a tong might be something that you'd wear one time ago. May get myself a pack of them.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. The Hit Bit is worth €2,400 on Double Money Monday. So we're not messing around today. We have a whole load of money to give away. And we'd love to. And by the way, if it doesn't go this week, we have a clue on Friday.
Oh, I'd forgotten about that.
Yes, we do. We have a clue
you
on Friday.
Promised a clue.
So you'd be mad to get your hands on it.
Don't forget that, Michael. You promised a clue on Friday.
Yeah, I kind of forgot that myself, actually. Thanks
for
the reminder, PJ.
Yeah, I didn't forget that, yeah. Old bingo fists over... Bingo fist doesn't make any sense.
I have no idea what that means.
Yeah, but so obviously people are going to be dying to get their hands on it because this is the last Double Money Monday before
the clue,
before everybody goes after it. So Fred O'Connor is going to go first, but here's one more listen to it, Fred. And there you go. Now, Fred, how are you getting on?
Great, lad, great.
What's the story with you, Fred? What are you up to today?
I'm just had to do a bit of work, a bit of a sore neck from a bit of a laughing episode last night. But
a bit of a
yeah.
A laughing episode?
Yeah.
What happened?
And I won't tell you. There was a certain politician mentioned a certain word on the the elections last night.
Right.
And the word was called surplus.
Oh, right.
I won't say any more.
No, not say, just in case we get into the land of slander, is it?
Yes, yeah. You get the
B.A.I. beyond you. All right, okay.
I'm going to have to get Jim to explain this one to me later, I think.
Yeah.
So, Fred, have a go anyway. €2,400.
Is it Doobie Brothers, What a Fool Believes.
Yeah, Doobie Brothers.
What a Fool Believes. Got a classic. That's going back a bit, Michael.
It sure is, lads. And you know what, lads? I do be very sad when I give out this news, but it's wrong, unfortunately.
Oh,
I do.
Very
be,
subtle, Michael.
I do be very.
Oh, dear.
Jesus.
Listen,
I hope
Fred.
I hope your leg doesn't feel any worse after that, Fred.
I was going to say, Fred, there's no fear of you laughing and hurting your leg with that one, is there?
No.
Listen, take care of yourself, man. Good luck. Cheers. Bye bye.
Oh, he's having a heart attack now.
I don't know whether he's laughing or coughing himself into it.
Poor old Fred's in an awful state.
He's not in a great state.
There's hospital bills needed to be paid there. Right, Paddy is in Kildare. How are you, Paddy?
Hello, how are you doing?
Not too bad at all. Paddy, how was your weekend?
It was nice and quiet, as you say, as usual.
Yeah, good stuff. Did you get up to Anthony's Hall now? Watch Anthony on the TV, even the matches?
No, not just bad. I watched the rugby, all right. That's about it.
Not a bad old result in the rugby, in fairness.
The rugby was great. Nice to see the Irish doing very well in it, I guess to say.
All good.
Right. Even though I know nothing about it, I'm always happy to see Irish people winning.
Exactly. Right, go for it, Paddy. What are you guessing?
Billy Ocean, Caribbean Queen.
Caribbean Queen, now we're talking, okay. Right?
All right, Paddy, this is going to be tough to hear, but then again, when the going gets tough, the tough get going, so have another go. It is wrong.
Yes, as to say.
Sorry about that,
unlucky,
Paddy.
Keep at it.
Thank
Take
you.
Care of yourself.
See you
Cheers.
Later, bye.
I suspect that Paddy wasn't overly impressed.
I don't think so. He didn't sound impressed.
He didn't, but he should have.
You've one lad gone off to hospital after that, and the other fella not
depressed.
Yeah.
Another chance to win with Damien Farrelly, 20-5 this afternoon. Another shot at the hit bits. Yeah, take that and relight my fire. A bit of help from Lulu in there as well. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday. It's almost 8:10. How are we, folks? Good form, I hope. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for waking up happy. And by the way, we still haven't played our cue to text. We launched our big new competition with Universal Studios, with thanks to Tour America and United Airlines. Launched it just after 7. We still haven't played our cue to text, okay? When you hear it, only when you hear it, you need to be jumping on the WhatsApp and getting the word win and your name and details into us on 087-188-0008. Incredible prize that we told you about earlier on. It's three amazing theme parks. It's flights, it's accommodations, absolutely everything. You'll be hearing lots about it over the next little while, but we still haven't played our cue to text so far, so that's worth listening out for. Here in this part of the world, of course, over the weekend, we were all preoccupied with the elections.
Yes,
but believe it or not, there was something else going on. Oh, sorry, that's the election theme. Anyway.
That is, yeah, that's the drama of the elections, and of course the drama of the Oscars on overnight. So the Oscars happened last night, and of course, as always, the biggest movies you've heard the most about.
Yeah.
How will they fare? How will they get on?
And always there's, you know, what Irish interest will there be? Will we win anything?
Yeah, there was one Irish winner, wasn't there? The conductor, the first female conductor in the history of the movies, was an Irish woman, and she won yesterday.
Wow.
And it's through my head now, I can't think of her name. I'll get it now in a second.
Magic Mike is on the case.
Magic
as we
Mike
speak.
Get her name.
He'll have it for us.
Yeah, so fair play to her. She was in this interview. I think she's based in Galway roots, is what she has. But,
well, then, Magic Mike probably knows her.
But last night, of course, the biggest movies, what have they been? This is now how I know I'm officially old and past and not knowing a clue, because I'm reading the winners of the Oscars, and it's like when I read the lineup for a new music festival. I haven't a Riddler's rash what this is. But apparently a Korean movie last night has swept away. It's won huge awards. It's won, I can count 5 awards it's won, and I've never heard of it. It's called Parasite.
Okay.
And it's the biggest movie. So it's won Best Picture. It got Best Director. What else did it get here? Best International Feature. It's unreal. It goes on and on.
It won Best Picture.
Yeah.
As in the ultimate Oscar. The one they all won.
Yeah, Best Picture, yeah. Parasite. Best, yeah. And I never heard of it. Best original screenplay it won as well. It won the big ones, like.
Oh, my
all
God.
All the big ones. Haven't a clue. Have not got right, okay. a rash of
know.
And that's not the only one.
Michael, no. Because
best actress.
You know he's involved in all that sort of... That's probably a hipster thing. It was probably the hipster vote.
The Parasite, yeah, maybe. Yeah. So what do you reckon?
Mike, are you familiar with The Parasite?
Never heard of it.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Well,
that's big news.
This is a fella who eats papayas on a Monday.
Yeah.
Right? Even he doesn't know what it is. So what's the deal? Have you any idea where it came from or...
No, like, but I mean, I read it this morning. I read that it won Best Picture and Best Everything Else.
Yeah.
And looked up all the comments thinking people would say, like, we are.
Yeah,
what the heck is this? But no, everyone was like, Proper Order 2, the best movie ever.
So we're just out of the loop completely on this.
Yeah, but I looked at the trailer and it does look good.
I mean, by the way, if anybody else, are we out of the loop? Does everybody else
know this
out
movie?
There know this? Just let us, 087-188-0008. Does everybody else know about this movie or something that we don't? But I mean, just for you, PJ, here's just a little sample of why it won Best Picture.
Oh, brilliant, yeah.
부모님 얼굴도 뵙고 좋더라, 건강들 하시고. 이거 이거 없으셔도. 네가 내 대신 얘 과외 선생님 좀 해줘라, 영어.
대학생인 척하라는 거야?
구라를 좀 치지 뭐.
넌 이 좋은 실력으로 왜 미디는 맨날 떨어지냐.
아, 죽을래.
저는 이게 위조나 범죄라고 생각하지 않아요.
참으로 시의적절하다. 부자들이 원래 참 잘 속아.
혹시 사모님이 뭐랄까.
Oh, wow. To be fair, you would understand why it won.
Yeah,
won,
I mean, it's brilliant. The dialogue
that's
is
incredible. Yeah. I mean, that's brilliantly scripted.
Yeah, it was so dramatic the way.
Yeah, brilliantly scripted. Yeah. What do you reckon, PJ?
Well, I'm not very happy. Considering the first text that came in after that trailer was, the only Parasite I've heard of is the one that's sitting beside you, Jim. Someone just texted in. That's pretty harsh.
That's rough.
That's harsh. I tell you something.
Oh my God.
But no, I never heard of it at all. I don't know.
I'll wait for this bit. No wonder it won.
Yeah.
Maybe it's deadly then. We'll have to go and see. I'll have to see it somewhere. The only Korean movie I've ever seen was that one that came out years ago called Old Boy. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And apparently
They made that then. They made a Hollywood version of that, didn't they?
Did they,
with Josh Brolin and all.
Oh, and apparently Korean cinema is very different to American cinema, right?
Right.
In that, you know, in American cinema and British cinema, Irish cinema, well, not Irish is different actually, but there's always a tendency for it to be a big happy ending at the end. Everything sort of works out.
Yeah.
Korean cinema, they seem to try and figure out the most horrific ending for everything. So they work towards the most horrific, weird end. So if this is one of those movies, it's probably worth a look. Anyway, if it's winning all these awards, it's definitely worth a look.
Look, sounds dramatic here.
All trailers are the same,
fantastic.
Aren't they?
Do you want to know what it's about?
Yes, tell us what it's about.
Greed and class discrimination threaten the newly formed symbiotic relationship between the wealthy Park family and the destitute Kim clan.
Oh, this is brilliant. Sounds like Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin.
So anyway, here's the story, right? Never heard of it. No, lads, you're not alone. Never heard of it. So it turns out that, apart from that one that said the only Parasite I know is Sinn Féin.
That's harsh, isn't it? Yeah, who said
but
that?
Yeah, no. Actually, there's only one person. One person texted in to say it's really good. Who's that now?
It's in Cine World now, they're saying. I don't know what they no name on the text. Kimmis.
Right, okay.
Kimmis said it. Yeah, so I don't know. I'd be interested in it. If it's anything like Old Boy.
But it's unusual. I mean, to win the big ones. Best Picture, Best Director, Best Screenplay, all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah, very big ones, yeah. It's deadly, isn't it? And the best thing about watching subtitle movies is you never know what's going to happen. You always can predict the regular type movie. Of course, now the Philistines in here now, I will say, Jim won't read subtitles. He's there. If I want to read, I'd get a magazine. That'd be Jim. I'd get a magazine if I wanted to read.
How very dare you. Yeah. I would have somebody speak it out to me. Movie classic, of course, from Bill Medley, Jennifer Warnes. I've had the time of my life here. A classic. It's Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that on this Monday. 21 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock. We've got to do a very special birthday request, PJ.
Yes.
It's for Ella Murphy, okay? And Ella's dad is a big shot.
Oh, I know him, yeah. He's a head case.
Yeah, Neville.
Yeah.
So you have to be careful. So you have to do it properly, okay?
Right, okay, yeah.
Make sure you do it properly. So say happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
to Ella Murphy.
Ella Murphy.
Who's 15 today.
Who's 15 today.
Well done.
Happy birthday, Ella Murphy, who's 15 today. I'm sorry about your old man.
I tell you, and it gets worse for her.
I'll read
Not only is Neville our dad, right?
Yeah.
But today, on her birthday, she's looking forward to maths and science exams in her mock junior cert.
Oh, well, that's all right. But just remember, right, and it is true,
yeah,
that your mocks are mocks. They don't mean anything. They're useless exams. Everyone that tells you they matter is a liar. That includes your dad.
Yeah.
So don't pay too much attention to them. They mean nothing. They mean nothing.
Absolutely.
And you will,
and most of what your dad will say to you will probably be lies.
Yeah. And, yeah, oh, that's, well, that's absolutely true. And as long as you're ready for your, you know, them other exams that come up. Which I wouldn't really say much about them either. But you have ages to get ready for them. You have ages to get ready for them. So don't be worrying about any of that.
So,
Ella mock exams.
Ella Murphy, have a fantastic
birthday. Have a great
birthday.
Don't even do them, Ella. Just go on out and enjoy yourself.
Right, and also, I have to say hi as well to, hang on a second, to Niamh and to Anne-Marie. That's our Anne-Marie. You know Anne-Marie that pays the wages.
I do, yeah. How are you, Anne-Marie?
And also, I think it's Gossia. G-O-S-I-A. Gossia.
Yeah.
All listening to us in Rome.
Oh, very nice.
Gallivanting in Rome.
Very nice. Enjoy that. Yeah, well, that's a mad city to be in. I love that city. Like, you can't.
I've never been.
You cannot walk 10 feet without someone blowing your eyes out. That sounded bad, but that's a good thing. I mean, yeah, like, without seeing something.
Are you sure you want to kind of.
What I meant to say was, without seeing something that would blow your mind, is what I meant.
Great, okay.
As opposed to having your eyes blown out, which sounds absolutely awful.
Tainted Love, Soft Cell here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 22 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Breakfast table quiz on the way. Let us know if you want to play. 087-188-0008. If you want to get us on WhatsApp. Actually, somebody got us on WhatsApp with a quick traffic update.
Hi guys, can you let everyone know that as you're coming off the M7 motorway into Limerick, that the traffic is at a standstill at the M7 exit to Ballysimon Road in Limerick.
Brilliant stuff, thanks for that. That was Laura actually giving
Deadly,
us the
thanks
update.
For that, Laura.
Because
you
can do that, you can use the old voice facility thingy.
Yeah, you can just give us an old voice message there if it's safer and you're not moving in the traffic and all. We'd love to let people know what's going on, yeah?
Absolutely. By the way, can I just say a quick hi to Angie and Eva, okay? I met Angie and Eva, her daughter, on Friday night at a gig I was doing, and I think Angie will be dropping Eva to school at the moment, and then she'll be off walking the dog Cody, apparently.
Well, good on you, Cody.
A bit later on. So Angie and Eva, morning to you. Now, of course, heading towards the Day of Love.
The Day of Love it is, of course. What day is it? Friday.
Friday.
It's Valentine's Day. And just a warning to those who may be on first dates, the classic. Welcome to Classic Hits. Classic chivalry is dead. So the days of, if you look back, right, at the old movies and all them sort of things, you think of Cary Grant and all that sort of crack, even Frank Sinatra and all. And, you know, they'd meet up and he'd be like, hello, well, you do look lovely tonight. And he'd pull the chair out for the lady to sit down and all that sort of stuff, you know. And open the door, holding the doors open and all. Those days are gone.
Ah, that's a shame.
I'm delighted for it.
But would you not hold open a door for anybody?
Nah, pull your chair. Yeah, well, I would if you had anyone behind me, but I wouldn't get there first and hold. You're well able to open the door yourself.
I wouldn't do that thing where you get out of the car, run around the other side and then open their door.
Far from it, actually. I'd be there going, it's open. Pull it, it's open. Jesus, don't make me get out, it's raining. It's open.
But it's all gone now, is it?
Classic chivalry is dead. It's dying off. It's the millennials again, they blame for this. But let's face it, it's just millennials care more for good manners than being seen how to act. That's all it is. So manners is in.
Is holding open the door not considered manners?
No, it's not.
Or giving up your seat or anything?
Old fashioned.
Is it?
It's considered very old fashioned. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So basically it's changed, you know. It's a different sort of a thing. So good manners is more important. So if you're going on a date, all of that old stuff, forget about it. Turn up and look like you've made an effort. That's the sort of more important than, you know, maybe looking a bit, brushing the crumbs off yourself and then holding a door. You know, things have a different way of working nowadays. So be well-mannered and talk to someone by looking them in the eye. Don't be so concentrating on the door and pulling out the chair. Concentrate about not going into you using your phone when you're sitting at the table.
Oh, look now. You see, if suddenly you've run into a wall.
No,
there,
I'm
now, already.
No, when you're on a day, it's different. I was yesterday. I went for me breakfast yesterday, right?
Right.
I go to my gym on Saturday and then on a Sunday and I go into the get breakfast afterwards. Yeah. And there's a lovely woman sitting next to me. She's chatting to me and all.
Yeah.
Why? Why was she chatting to me?
Why?
Because our fella was flicking through his phone. I wanted to stick it in his ear. I wanted to slap it out of his
hand. Of all people who maintains that the phone is the only thing that saves family
falling
apart. Yeah,
it's different when you go out. It's different when you go out to eat. Because obviously you need a phone when you're having a family meal. You kill each other. But when you're trying to make a connection with somebody else, you know,
right.
That's different. Very different. He was there, she was there, and she was eating her food and everything, and he was there flicking through his phone. I swear to God. I wanted to kick him in the nads. I'm not even joking. I was very annoyed. It's embarrassing for her as well.
Yeah.
Sitting there, she lovely she was. Anyway, so that's
did
more
you,
important.
Did you leave with her, did you? And leave him there flicking through
no,
his phone?
No, I didn't. I would. I was at least 20 years too old for the girl, Jim. But I tell you something.
I tell you, if I'd have been 20 years younger, I'd have taken that young chap out. I'd given him a good thrashing.
I would have taken him. Queensbury rules, I would have gone.
Yeah.
Queensbury rules outside.
You, sir, are a cad.
You're a cad.
And a vagabond. You
ignorant vagabond, I'll show you the way to... Yeah. There'd have been all of that going on.
Feel the back of my glove.
Yeah, exactly. I would have slapped him across the face with me rubber glove.
Your rubber glove. Yes, when I get back from doing the washing up, so you and I will be having words.
Like you're going to get a marigold in the top of the head now in a second. So that's what's really important is, and then, you know, when you're meeting up, texting and the phone then becomes important again. So
right.
They expect that if you start going out, right, it's good manners to delete dating apps. And it's always good manners nowadays to say, listen, give me a text when you get home. And you text them and say, listen, I'm at home. Had a great evening, thanks, blah, 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 blah. That's the new way. That's the new manners.
That's the new version of give us two rings when you get home so I know you're all right.
Do you remember that? What a great thing that was. Let the phone ring three times and I know you're all right.
That was your folks.
And that was how you knew. And it was a great way of doing it because it meant you didn't have to bloody well talk to these people again. You were sitting with each other in company and then you get home. The last thing you want to do is ring and say, yeah, I'm grand, yeah. Grand, yeah. No, I did have a lovely evening. Yeah, that was fine. Yes, that is terrible about Auntie Jude Nula. Yes, you know. So you just let the phone ring the three times, go to
and
bed.
And you're done.
Great. Smoke signals, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's different. And I have to say, I think it's maybe not a bad thing.
Actually in favour of all that kind of I think so. You're in favour of human interaction, PJ.
Well, no, if I'm on a date, obviously I'm in favour of human. It would be the weirdest date ever. Turning up and sitting the wrong way round to the cinema. It'd be really weird. Facing the person behind you.
Yeah.
Is the movie any good? Just I don't want to talk to the date.
Classic Hits. Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins and Ennis in Limerick. 2020 is your year. Get the exam results you deserve with Julie's. See kes.ie.
So this week we're giving you the chance to win a Sealy latex mattress from the from the mattress guru himself. It's all with thanks to Living Dreams Furniture and Bedding, Little Island in Cork. You can turn your home into a dream home. They're open 7 days. You can also check them out on Facebook. Just make sure you spell it the right way. Living Dreams with a Z. Okay? With a Z. Wide range of Irish-made quality fabric sofas on display as well. So you can check it all out. Living Dreams Furniture and Bedding in Little Island in Cork. PJ himself has donned that very facility.
I have indeed, yeah. Very much so.
Mm.
I'm telling you, I'm telling you, Living Dreams. Or what's it? Is it?
Dreams with a Z.
Jeez, you gave me a fright there. Yeah, yeah. Of course, yeah. The mattress guru of Cork himself.
Absolutely.
Well known up there. He can float and everything. He flies around on a magic blanket.
Right, so we've nothing to beat, of course. Whoever plays today is the person who gets sets the bar for the rest of the week. And it's been kind of interesting. The Mondays have been okay for a lot of people.
Mondays have been the day to play. So we'll see if that carries on with that tradition since we're back from Christmas.
Mm.
Barry McNamara in Limerick is going to have a go this morning. How are you, Barry?
How are you doing?
How are you, Barry? What's the crack with you? Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, not too bad. No, this is Kieran here, I think. my wrong name.
It's Kieran, is it?
Oh,
okay.
Is it? All right, I beg your pardon. Sorry, Kieran. Oh,
sorry about that, lads.
What happened? Yeah. Barry went missing, did he?
Barry went missing, so Kieran is the substitute.
Excellent. What a super sub he's going to be as
my
well.
My apologies, Kieran. So, right.
Don't know about that.
Don't worry, I've made all the mistakes for you now, Kieran. That's it. That's all out of the way. We're flying from this point on.
Come on, PJ.
Right, listen, you're going to set the standard, Kieran, for the rest of the week. So 60 seconds, you ready to go?
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
Best of luck, mate. Here we go.
Is a mandolin a string or a wind instrument?
String.
In Cockney rhyming slang, what is tomfoolery?
Jewellery.
How many L's are in the word parallelogram?
Four.
It's three. The film Saving Private Ryan was set during what war?
World War II.
The Iraqi invasion of what country led to the Gulf War?
Kuwait.
Yeah, what do the initials A&E stand for in a hospital?
Accident and emergency.
In what decade was the first Jaws film released?
The 70s.
In the cartoons, what type of animal is Taz?
Taz, Tasmanian Devil.
If A is Alpha and Z is Zulu, what is G?
Gamma.
It's golf. How many senses do humans traditionally have?
Seven. Six.
Five. What first name is shared by the movie stars Keaton, Douglas and Kane?
Keaton, Douglas and Kane.
Pat. It's Michael. In Scottish cuisine, from which animal does the dish of haggis derive?
Cow's stomach.
It's sheep. In which sport were The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin? Yeah, in 1983, what British singer had a hit with the single Baby Jane?
Rod Stewart.
That's it, yeah.
Got a bit of singing and everything there.
Yeah, it was a sneaky way to get a Kieran, but you're getting it.
Good man, Kieran. Good man. I wish I could give you an extra point for the singy bit. But anyway, yeah, I tell you, you were flying for a while and then there was a bit of a sticky bit in the middle there. But anyway, we ended up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 correct answers.
Not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, because the scores haven't been as high as they once were of late. Sure they haven't.
No, they haven't. Well, he's doing weird things with the questions. So we never know what the week is going to be like until we sort of get started. So
exactly.
You never know, Kieran. It might well be enough.
That was a great old quiz though, lads.
Yeah.
You did a good job on it.
Ah, fair play.
Thanks
very kindly.
I do panic every day.
Can we not give Kieran another point just for being nice, no?
Yeah, and I love that way we've taken all the credit for the off mic as well.
Deadly. Listen, Kieran, hopefully 9's good enough for you to win. Thanks for playing. Have a good day,
not
man.
Not a bother, lads. Thanks for the chance.
No problem at all. Right. Take care, man. Good luck. Bye-bye. Cheers. Bye-bye.